Today's reading begins in Galatians chapter 6, verse 11. Galatians 6, verse 11, and then we'll go into the book of Ephesians from there. See with what large letters I am writing to you with my own hand. It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh who would force you to be circumcised, and only in order that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. For even those who are circumcised do not themselves keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised, that they may boast in your flesh. But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as for all who walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them, and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen. Ephesians 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. So for the end of the book of Galatians, we had talked about the works of the flesh versus the fruit of the Spirit. We had talked about bearing one another's burdens and so fulfilling the law of Christ, reaping what we sow, and not to grow weary in well-doing, but to continue in these things. And so in the very end of the letter, he's not giving a long closing, but he points out that those who are trying to force them to be circumcised have ulterior motives. But with Paul, there's no ulterior motives. He's simply serving Christ. Serving Christ the way that all of us should, that is, that we serve Christ from the heart, fully, as a new creation, leaving behind those fleshly things. We also read the beginning of the letter to the Ephesians, and we see in Acts 19 and 20 that Paul had a pretty close relationship with the Ephesians, especially the elders there. However, some people do not believe that this letter was written directly to the Ephesians, but rather was a general epistle that was circulated among the churches. The reason for that is that some manuscripts do not include in Ephesus in verse 1. This, combined with the fact that there's quite a bit of repetition between the book of Ephesians and the book of Colossians, makes a lot of people think that it was just written generally and should be circulated everywhere. In Colossians chapter 4 and verse 16, there is a reference to them circulating that letter and for them to read the letter that is coming from Laodicea. So again, the idea of these letters being circulated, and we already knew that. We knew that all the letters were circulated, not just kept at one location only for them. So that doesn't bother me at all. And the repetition doesn't bother me either, because the Bible is its own best commentary. And a lot of times What's stated in Ephesians and then repeated in Colossians is repeated just a little bit differently so that it becomes a little clearer. Well, Ephesians is said to have been written around AD 60, and if that is true, then it's after the events of Acts chapter 20 when he's on his way to Rome and he meets with the Ephesian elders and tells them that they will not see him again, as he arrives in Rome at about AD 60. And so if it's written after his arrival, then it would be after those events. Verse 3 through 14 basically is just one long sentence, one long statement from Paul. We've changed the grammar a little bit in English versions so that it's not one long sentence, but in the Greek it is one very long sentence. And he's praising God for his blessings, and he's praising Jesus through whom those blessings come. God had a plan and a purpose for our salvation. And as we have entered into that covenant relationship with God through Christ, we fulfilled that purpose for us, and we should continue to fulfill that purpose, for he has a will for us. We have then obtained this inheritance to fulfill that will for our salvation and for our unification with God at the end. And all of this is sealed with the Holy Spirit, the guarantee of our inheritance, until we receive it. And so this long sentence begins with, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ," and ends with the praise of his glory. We should then glorify him by doing his will today. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.